March contains its fair share of madness, whether it's bracket busting in college basketball or an In Like a Lion nor'easter, prompting school shutdowns and a flurry of snow-driven cliches like the one I just made. But there's more to March than hoops playoffs and late season storms. There's also a pretty good slate of college hockey to keep the feel of winter clinging to the region. And joining us now for a preview is our sports correspondent, Andy Gardner. Andy, great to be with you again.
Nice to talk hockey.
Always is. And it's time to give a Division III men's hockey team that's having a great season some time in the spotlight. The Norwich Cadets really making some noise, aren't they? But as you write, they are also getting kind of a short shrift. What's going on here?
Well, Mitch, Norwich is the number one ranked team in Division III and has been for almost the entire winter. They're riding a 22-game winning streak. They've been beaten only once. But in the odd world of Division III, even all that did not gain Norwich an opening round bye in the NCAA tournament. They beat Salem State 3-1 last weekend in the opening round. The reasons are geography and money. It's a little arcane of the way things work in Division III. As cadet coach Mike McShane says, nothing surprises me or shocks me with Division III anymore. So that was just a little bump in the road, an extra game that Norwich had to play. But now they're on to the quarterfinals. They will host Hamilton this weekend.
What's been the key to their success this season?
Senior leadership. They missed the playoffs last year for the first time in a decade, even though they were 17-8. That team had only one senior. There are 10 on this year's team, and they've just provided great leadership and balanced scoring. And along with that, they've had a two-headed solution in goal for 3 years. Two goalies split time almost evenly. Coach McShane's very comfortable with that, just goes with the hot hand from the week's practice. And so Norwich has just been steady as she goes.
That's interesting to me that he decides which goalie gets the start, especially in playoffs. You know, every game is so critical. He's going by what he sees in practice?
Well, they're so evenly matched, Mitch, that it's a tough call. Braden Ostapchuk is 15-0-0 this year. If you had to give a leaning one way or the other, he would probably be the guy. But in 3 years, both have taken turns being the lead dog.
How are the Norwich women doing?
They're in good shape. They're on to the Final Four after just a scintillating double overtime victory at Middlebury last weekend. But the bad news for the Cadets, they draw three-time national champion Plattsburgh State.
That's the bad news for everybody in women's college hockey, isn't it?
The Cardinals have just ruled the roost for the last 3 years. They're looking to become the first school ever to win four consecutive D3 titles. Middlebury won three in a row back in the early part of the century, but no one's done four.
Well, how is Norwich looking at that? Like, you know they'd have to go through Plattsburgh anyway if they want to win the title. Is it a matter of, look, we're going to face them one way or the other, might as well do it now?
That's the approach. They played during the regular season. It was a good game. Cardinals won 3-1, but they've beaten Norwich the last 12 times. So it's going to take a supreme effort with a little bit of puck luck for the Cadets to go on.
Switching over to the hardwood now for a look at hoops. Disappointing end of the season for the Middlebury men.
Yes, it was a really rough last weekend down in Middlebury. Middlebury men were in the Elite Eight facing conference nemesis Williams with a spot in the Final Four on the line. They fell 79-75. Like Vermont, they just came up with a really off-shooting performance and at the perfectly wrong time to do it. And it was a very close game. They had a chance to tie in the last 10 seconds, couldn't get it done. And so it ended what was a sensational season for Coach Jeff Brown in his 20th year. They won 24 games. They went wire to wire to win the NESCAC title. And they had a great season from senior guard Matt Santamore, the former Missisquoi Valley Union standout. He was the conference player of the year, finished as number three career scorer for the Panthers, and just left his name all over the record books. He had two classmates, two other senior guards, Jake Brown, who is Coach Brown's nephew, and Jack Daly, gave them this three-headed backcourt that just really played terrific basketball all year. They lost only three times, but just couldn't get it done against Williams.
You know, he would have loved to have gone out on top of the championship, Matt Santamore. Any parallels you can draw between, you know, him leaving as a senior and Matt Bonds of St. Michael's? Are these guys going to go down as some of the best players in program history?
Yes, I think you could draw a direct connection between those two, what they meant to the program, what they contributed for four seasons, both on and off the court. They were the face of those programs, and they will be remembered long after they're gone.
And of course, you can read much more about Matt St. Amour and everything else to do with college hockey and some men's hoops as well. We've got Andy Gardner's article at our website, vpr.net. Andy, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Mitch.